Hello, and welcome to the next episode of The Appointed Encounter. I am Yvette Houghton. I am so glad to be able to join you all again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support of this podcast. Please make sure that as you're listening, that you're liking and you're sharing the podcast. Subscribe also to the podcast. It can be found not only on Podbean, but on Google Podcasts. You can follow me on my YouTube page, The Appointed Encounter. It is on Spotify as well. So please, please, please follow me and stay up to date so that when a new episode is posted, you find out immediately. Again, like and share it with your friends and family. I'd love for others to be blessed by this word as God has blessed me, and I seek to be a blessing to you as well. We are going to move on in our episodes. Last week, we kind of took a break from John chapter 4 because the Lord laid on my heart a word to speak about what is going on. But we're going to pick back up today with John chapter 4. We ended a couple of weeks ago on verse 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. And actually, as I listened back to that episode, something struck me with it. We had talked about women in the wells, and something struck me in that young women were given the chore of daily drawing water for the household needs. And we have this woman who has come to draw water, and now she is about to provide a need for her entire town. She is coming to the well to draw water for her household, but little would she ever know that her household is now become the entire town of Sychar. This daughter of Sychar is there, and it is time to draw water. It's time to draw water, and the Messiah has come near. He is near. God is near now, and he wants us to be able to pour out an offering to him that he may then offer to us living waters. And this woman now has become the vessel that God would use to get this drink offering that is coming from the town. She would go back into the town and say, come see about a man. And here is her pouring out her heart now, pouring out this offering before the Lord, that there's somebody that needs to hear about you. There's somebody that needs to know about you. And so here is a drink offering that she is providing to our Lord, to our Savior, to our Messiah, to our soon coming King. And she has gone back. She is getting ready to go back to town to bring this offering, because certainly there was a harvest there. And again, it is coming up to that time of harvest season. And so we are still talking about wells. We're still talking about this drink offering that needs to be poured out. But whenever there is a drink offering that needs to be poured out, it doesn't come by itself. A drink offering is never offered by itself. It's always offered with a meat offering. And so we remember that as we move on to verse 8, it says, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Here comes the meat offering, huh? The disciples have gone away into the city to buy meat. Well, little did they know that the meat that would be in that city would be the people themselves, because the harvest truly was white, but the laborers were few. And so God has sent them. They had gone into the city to buy meat because for the first time we hear of them not being prepared with food for their journey. We know that oftentimes we read in the Bible, especially after the times that God, the Lord Jesus himself, fed the masses, he would have to feed the masses on very little that they had with them. And the disciples have now gone into the city to buy meat because they didn't have it. And so this is kind of our first instance of seeing the disciples unprepared for the work that lay before them. And so it very much behooves us to always be prepared for our journey. When they left Judea, the word of God says that in verse 3, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. And so the disciples were fully aware that they were going through Samaria, and they were fully aware that they really don't like the folk, and so why are you going to go and try and buy food there? And they didn't prepare themselves for their journey, knowing that, okay, it's going to be a shorter journey, but you know, we need to prepare for where we're going. And so they've got to go and they've got to buy food. And so they're going on into the town. And I'm sure as they're going in, this woman is coming out of the town and they've gone to get this meat offering. But what concerns me is how they went into the town and they didn't even prepare. They didn't recognize what was going on there. They were not ready. They put no thought into what they were getting ready to give. If you look back in John chapter 3, we will find that it is when Jesus went into the temple during Passover and the offerings were being sold, and the house of God had become a place where you could buy and sell the offerings that you should have been bringing. The offering that should have been brought at Passover should have been carried on your shoulders. You should have been caring for the lamb. You should have been caring for whatever you're presenting before the Lord at the Passover. And it wasn't being allowed because it was an inconvenience. And so let's do the convenient thing and let's just let them sell the offerings that the people need to come and bring, and they can just buy it. It will make it just easier. And then the people can just give us money instead of us having to have all these offerings, and what are we going to do with them? It became a thing of convenience. And so the disciples are going, and so that, you know, instead of preparing a meal and preparing for their journey, we'll just buy it on the way, not recognizing that there needs to be an offering that's going to be given, that there's going to need to be a meat offering that needs to be brought unto the Lord, because there is a harvest that is to be gathered. The meat offering that was given, as we are told in the Word of God, in the command, in the underneath the law, is that a meat offering was of the harvest. It was the grains and everything, and you had to bring this meat offering. And now we have this harvest of this town that Jesus says, I must go through Samaria. And he goes on to tell us that the harvest is white, but the laborers are few, and that we need to lift up our eyes and look at the harvest because it's right there. And so the disciples are there and have just experienced the fact that there's buying and selling, and the Lord is not pleased, and God is not pleased with the buying and selling in the temple. And they haven't even taken thought for their journey, thought for what they're going to be able to give unto the Lord as a meat to be able to provide for his natural need. But they didn't put any effort into their traveling. It's just, okay, let's just go along the way again. We'll get what we need when we need to stop and everything. But how often do we think that we can go unprepared on our journeys with the Lord, when the Lord has called us near to him and we're walking with him and we feel like we can just go along this journey and not have the necessary items that are going to be needed to meet the needs of our Lord, to meet the needs of the people that we're going to encounter, to be able to not have to worry about how we're going to provide for our daily care. I know that the Lord has said to us that he would provide for us daily. I know that we should take no thought for tomorrow, but there comes a preparation that we need to have. And the disciples were not prepared for this journey. And so here is this encounter that it should be taking place, and they have to go away to buy meat because they didn't have the meat offering needed to come with the drink offering that would be poured out to our Lord and Savior. And so the encounter that we want to be aware of on today is that we are always prepared, that we are always ready to offer up when we are traveling with the Lord, when we are on our journeys with God. We have to always be prepared, always be ready to give Him an offering, always be ready to pour out before Him, always be ready to know that there is a harvest that is before our eyes. Especially in these days and times, we need to understand that we need to always be ready. It behooves you to stay in your word, that you may eat the word of God, so that when you have need of it, you're able to give it back out, and you're able to pour out, and you're able to feed those who have a need, that we're able to be there and worship the Lord right then and there, be able to meet whatever need comes before us. And so we need to remember the encounters that we need to have. We need to remember that whatever we're journeying with, yes, it is cumbersome. Yes, it means that we have to take extra care to bring the offerings that we're bringing to the Lord. When people had to bring offerings to the temple for the sacrifices, especially when it came time to offer the lamb that had to be offered upon the sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, that lamb had to be cared for. You had to care for this lamb, and you raised it up. It had to be without spot or blemish, and it meant that you also had to carry it from wherever you were journeying up to Jerusalem so that it could be sacrificed and be found without blemish. If it was found with blemish, then it meant it was no good to be sacrificed. And so, yes, very often time we find that the things that we are carrying require a lot of care. They require a lot of our time, require us to do so much just to bring it along this journey. But know, child of God, know that this is what is necessary. It is what God expects of us, to care for things and to hold it close to us and to not let it be found with any spots, to not be let it found with any blemishes upon it, so that when we offer to the Lord, it is a perfect offering. It is an offering that means something to us. It's something that is going to hurt us to offer because we took such care with it. We love it so much. But here, Lord, this is what I'm ready with. And I've prepared on my journey. I'm ready for my journey. I'm bringing what I need to bring along on this journey because you have an encounter on this road. And I don't know what you're going to have need of. I don't know when we're going to have to stop. I don't know what the place is going to be that the offering is going to be taken up. But I want to be ready whenever you call on me for that offering to take place. Whenever comes the time for me to offer my meat offering to you, whenever comes the time for me to pour out before you, O God, upon the altar, we look to be ready at all times. And so the encounter that we want to be able to have with the Lord is to always be ready when we are on a journey with Him. I hope this word has blessed you. It's just been a very quick word, but we want to be a blessing to you, and I pray that you have understood what the Lord is saying to us, to always be ready with our meat offering, to always be ready as we're journeying on with Him, because there comes a time when it is going to be that we have to offer this offering. The altar is going to have to be set up. We're going to have to pour out. We're going to have to give this offering to Him. And so don't journey along the way and think that the Lord is always going to just say, okay, here it is. But come prepared. Be prepared for what the Lord will have you to do and for what the Lord will have you to say at any time. I want you again to like and share the appointed encounter. I love you all. I want you all to be blessed. Please stay safe. Stay safe in these times. Know that God is protecting you, that He will keep you, and we bless God for you. Thank you again. I love you all in Jesus' name.